Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael asks, how much debt did I accrue going through college for all the years of my schooling? So my debt is a little different. All right, you guys, it was about maybe $80,000. And no, it's not because I'm 90 years old. It's that a few things happened. So after high school, I moved out. And I worked a bunch of part-time jobs, and I got a academic scholarship, so I only had to kind of pay for my living and support myself while going to school. So I didn't have to borrow anything during college. My classes were covered. I did have to pay for some labs and books, and then I just had to feed myself and pay for a room for rent wherever, whatever roommates I lived with, etc. If I wanted to live on campus during the summer, there were jobs where they would give you free room and board, and then you would work. So I kind of did that, so I didn't have to owe at all during college. During medical school, I did hold a job. I waited tables, but I couldn't work to the degree to pay medical school, obviously. So I did borrow money. And I borrowed, I don't know if it was the max of what we could. I don't really remember. But I know it was of the best loans. I think I might have gotten a little bit of Pell Grants, but whatever I borrowed, it was of the lowest interest rate, because then there were some fancy loans you could get, and I had to take one out in a second. I'll tell you about that. But for the most part, it covered what I needed to for class. And then since I wanted to help my brother go through school, and he wasn't getting money from my family for school, I worked, waited tables. I used that to pay off my truck, and I used that money to put him through school. Little did I know he, you know, left the classes and took the money and, you know, so. But I got out of medical school with about maybe $80,000 to $88,000. To get married, I did take out a $14,000 loan. No, I think it was a $10,000 loan. And that was like the 22% interest rate. So we tried to pay that sucker off as quickly as possible. But for the most part, I got through school, and I say that because in medical school I got married. So I think I was maybe, yeah, I forgot when I took that extra little loan out. But I was able to do it under $100,000. And it took me years to pay off, but I did. And it was a, I had to, actually at the time we were refinancing our house. And I believe we were able to, at that time, use some of that money to help pay off loans. But I didn't want to owe the government. And we got rid of that as quickly as possible, my husband too. And we were finally able to pay off our loans. And I'm glad. And I don't want any child, any student going through what we had to go through. And we didn't really, I didn't have that many, but my husband had at least twice or triple the loans that I did. But, you know, we figured, well, look, you know, it was a washout, you know, for us to be able to afford and do what we need to with school. I think the system stinks. You know, it would be great that school wasn't that expensive and that you don't have to borrow or take a loan. And you work, you do research, you do things, and, you know, you're able to make it without having to leave debt. But school is so gosh darn expensive that that's the way it is. So, yeah, I did have debt and I paid it off. But then again, I mean, I went to a state school. It was a lot cheaper. You know, my students, they've been spending 50, 60 grand a year. And they're married, if they're a couple, they're about $500,000 in debt by the time they get out of medical school or DO school. It's not pretty. Well, Texas college students got a great graduation gift this week. Students at a Texas university, Wiley College, predominantly black college, from what I understand, found out, this is fantastic, that they are debt-free after an anonymous donor paid off what they owed the school, all 100 graduates. Apparently, you see all the cheers. It's pretty amazing. I mean, they were not expecting this. They go, you are debt-free. You do not owe the college a penny. If you have a balance, you had a balance. That was an announcement by the university's president. A lot of cheers. This happened in Marshall, Texas. The approximately 100 graduates, according to New York Post, were informed their combined remaining balances of about $300,000 combined were taken care of by a donor and decided to keep their identity under wraps. That's one of the nicest ways of, you know, charity, to do something without everybody knowing that it was you. They say, we are constantly communicating with donors to assist students in these ways so that they could begin their after-college experience with less debt. And I love the fact that it was a donor. I mean, you know, there's a lot of debate on what the government should pay and what the taxpayers should pay. But there are people that want to donate money. And rather than the government just taxing the hell out of them, let them do something like this. Look at how they were able to help 100 lives. It's pretty cool. Now, I mean, some people could say, well, I'd rather have seen the money help the homeless or help, you know, kids in poverty. But still, you know, private donors could take care of a lot of the issues we have that taxpayers are being kind of now, you know, forced to do. So tuition at the historically black university was lowered in past years down to $17,500 a year, including tuition, fees, room, and board, to give more students access to an education, but some students still have a balance at graduation, according to the university. And so, you know, this was huge. I think people were really, really happy. Those who might not be happy were ones that paid, that you know, if they knew. And that's the question a lot of people have. If college is going to be free, should I default on my loans now? Because why pay just to find out that it was going to get wiped off? It's a very confusing time for students, and we don't want anybody to default. I mean, the whole purpose of a loan, you know, and the purpose of being a grown-up is if you borrow money for a car, if you borrow money for a house, take a mortgage, you borrow money for this, part of that, you know, transaction is you pay it back. But if there is this back and forth, if we're going to wipe out college debt, wipe out college debt. I mean, see, my kids, they went to in-state school, so they wouldn't have debt. You know, would I have done it differently? Would I have sent them to a school, had them rack up a bunch of debt just in case? No, I wouldn't have. But, you know, some people are thinking I could have gone to a non-state school. You know, 1-877-DOT-BELLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm allergic to dust. I'm allergic to pollen. I'm allergic to olive trees. I don't know what I would do if I'd be allergic to meat. Apparently, 3% of Americans, over 10 million people, might be allergic to meat. Red meat, and not even know about it. Now, we spoke about this. There is a syndrome called the alpha-gal syndrome. Not meaning you're, you know, the type of gal that's an alpha gal. But this syndrome triggers an allergy to red meat. Many cases go undiagnosed because a lot of people don't introduce a lot of red meat, or by the time they do start to feel some symptoms, they don't connect it to them having eaten red meat. And the condition is sparked by bites from the Lone Star tick. A Lone Star tick has this white spot on its back. It lives in wooded areas across the western United States. Bites from other ticks, like the black-legged tick, have not been ruled out either as causes, according to Daily Mail. So there's an awareness campaign saying up to 3% of Americans or 10 million people may have this at least. Dr. Jonathan Oliver, a public health expert at Minnesota University, told Daily Mail that the bug's saliva contains molecules that look similar to those from red meat. This means when the immune system attacks the saliva, it may develop cells that target molecules from the red meat, triggering the allergy. Meaning, if your body is learning to fight this saliva that's coming from this tick, then when you eat red meat, it might try to fight it too. Most of these tick bites do not lead to illness, but the allergy could be pretty upsetting. Those might suffer for several hours after eating red meat, severe stomach pain, swelling of the lips. It can even trigger anaphylactic shock, which is a huge severe immune reaction. Some people might get hives. So treatment focuses on avoiding being bitten by the ticks and, of course, managing the allergic reactions. So an article investigating this alpha-gal syndrome last year in Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology says up to 3% of the population could have this. So if you start to, like, I don't know, feel weird, feel bad, stomach pain, tingling lips, difficulty breathing, you know, the red meat takes a little while to get into your system. So if you know, some people might notice something immediately with eating it, but sometimes it could take a day or two, depending on how slow you digest it. So this alpha-gal syndrome is an allergy to a molecule found in red meat, including beef, pork, and venison. The allergy is linked to bites, the Lone Star tick, identified with a white spot on its back. Now, it's interesting. I thought these were ticks on the East Coast. And one report I'm looking at right now says it's on the East Coast. But another source, same source, said West Coast. So let me just look it up real quick, okay? Because I want to give you guys the facts here. So Lone Star tick area. So hard to broadcast and type at the same time. Lone Star tick, yeah, East Coast, Midwest to East Coast. So I think that was a typo in Daily Mail. But yeah, it says here on another side that it's on the East Coast. So I thought also it would be like near Texas because Lone Star, but it has a specific look. So the symptoms include hives, itchy rash, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, indigestion, diarrhea, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, a drop in blood pressure, swelling of the lips, throat, tongue, or eyelids, dizziness or faintness, and severe stomach pain. Now, some of you are probably thinking, look, I love my steak. I know, me too. If I got to eat a good steak, would I be comfortable going through that the next day? I might. You know, I can't tolerate onions anymore. I used to. I don't care. Sometimes I really want the onions on my food that I will stay in the next day and suffer just because it was a really good meal. But if you have an allergy, that's pretty dangerous, especially since it can trigger anaphylaxis. There are blood tests to see if you have specific antibodies, which is good. In the meantime, though, if you think you have an allergy, avoid red meat, animal products, even cow's milk and gelatin until a doctor could take a look at this. And again, this could also be in pork and it could be in venison. And then, of course, you want to try avoiding ticks. Another reason to avoid a tick is this Connecticut case of the Powassan virus. So apparently the Connecticut Department of Public Health announced the state's first reported Powassan virus infection of the year this past Wednesday. Powassan or Powassan virus is a rare disease spread by the same tick that causes Lyme disease. So that's a different tick, deer tick. They say the identification of a Connecticut resident with, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it, Powassan virus associated illness emphasizes the need to take action to prevent tick bites from now through the late fall. That's according to Dr. Manisha Jufani, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Health. They say use insect repellent, avoid areas where ticks are likely, checking carefully for ticks after being outside could reduce your chance for you or your children being infected with it. So this virus was discovered in Powassan, Ontario in 1958. See, back then we would, you know, call these diseases based on where they were found, Norfolk virus, things like that. Now they're you know, just like with COVID, they're trying to get away from that and using Greek names or something else so it doesn't necessarily stigmatize a whole city, but or country. But it was originally identified in 1958, spread through the bite of an infected black-legged or deer tick known as Ixodes scapularis. It could be transmitted in as little as 15 minutes after a tick bite. It could take a week up to 1 month to develop symptoms. Now, this is different from Lyme disease. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne disease, but that's a bacteria called Borrelia burgdorferi. That's transmitted within 36 to 48 hours after the bite of a black-legged tick. Human infections, though secondary to the Powassan virus infections, have been seen in the U.S., Canada, Russia, mostly northeastern states, Great Lakes region, and late spring, early summer, mid-fall. Now, between the last, 2011 to 2020, in addition to Connecticut, there were reported cases of this Powassan virus in Indiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. They are rare. 20 reported in 2020 to the CDC, but they say the reported cases are increasing. They say usually 30,000 cases of Lyme disease are reported to the CDC each year, but the number might be closer to 476,000 each year because of underreporting. That's a huge underreporting. Why? Well, because we're outdoors. Maybe we don't feel sick. If we do, we think it's COVID. And then we don't necessarily go and get blood tests. Then later you have joint pain, heart issues, some other weird stuff, weird rash. And, you know, I had to send people. They called telemedicine going, yeah, I need steroids for this rash. I go, that might be Lyme disease. Can you go get a test? They kept calling in for steroids. The Connecticut patient who did contract it is alive. From what I understand, he's male, in his 50s. He started to feel sick during the fourth week of March after a tick bite. He was later hospitalized with a central nervous system disease with laboratory-confirmed evidence by the CDC of the antibodies to the virus. He's now discharged, recovering at home. They say most people infected will develop mild flu-like symptoms or no symptoms at all. Some might get severe illness where it does affect the brain and the spinal cord, according to the health department. So early symptoms of this Powassan, we're not talking about the meat allergy, but the Powassan virus include headache, vomiting, fever, weakness that could rapidly progress to confusion, loss of coordination, difficulty speaking, even seizures. This is difficult in that there's no real specific medication to treat this. All we could do is supportive care. 1 out of 10 cases of severe illness are fatal. Estimated half of survivors experience long-term complications. 12 cases were reported from 2017 to 2021 in Connecticut alone. Now, Connecticut is known for tick bites. So CDC is categorizing it right now as a high incidence region for Lyme disease. Lyme disease was first described in Lyme, Connecticut, back in 1975, according to Fox News, by a researcher named Dr. William Burgdorfer, hence Burgdorferi, the name of the bacteria. He connected puzzling symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis-like symptoms to the bite of deer ticks. He discovered that a spiral-shaped bacteria known as a spirochete carried by the ticks were causing Lyme disease. The spirochete was then named Borrelia burgdorferi in 1982 in his honor. Yeah, I don't know if I would want a bacteria named after me. I'm so worried there's going to be some STD or something. They're going to be like, yeah, you got the dahlias. That would stink. I do not want that. Or a diarrhea named after me. That would be horrible. So an early symptom of Lyme disease is like a bullseye rash we call erythema migrans. So, you know, to keep away from ticks, you know, put your pants in your socks, stay away from tick areas. You got to remove the tick, not by pulling it from its head, but pull upward if you get the body. Grasp the tick as close to the skin surface, pull up, clean the area, and notify your doctor. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside in Georgia. The incident happened about 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. The bus driver suffered minor injuries from broken glass, but no one was shot. The female suspect was taken into custody, but other information regarding the situation wasn't released. The vehicle linked to a missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect is on its way back to Lauderdale County. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. That's also when their alleged getaway car was found abandoned in the woods in rural Tennessee. Officials on Monday are bringing the vehicle back to Florence, Alabama. Sheriff Rick Singleton saying he believes the couple was picked up by someone else. You're listening to USA Radio News. The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doc-a-Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. A woman has opened fire on a school bus in Atlanta, a Gwinnett, I believe in Gwinnett District, as it was leaving a bus stop on Highland Gate Circle around 17 a.m. Thank the Lord, no children on board were injured. They did arrive safely at the school after the shooting, according to police and school district officials. The bus driver sustained minor injuries caused by shattered glass. Fortunately, no one was shot. This is according to Gwinnett Police spokesman Captain William Wolf, said on the scene. No information was released on a positive motive. Authorities have not confirmed how many children were on board, but a parent who did not wish to be identified for family safety So the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, her 5-year-old daughter, and 3 other students were on the bus. When the shooting started, the glass began to fly. The driver told her daughter to duck, the mother said. The child was seated in the second bench behind the driver. Good for the driver. Because a lot of people, they freeze. Like, what's going on? Am I watching a movie? So the driver, luckily, was like, get down. The police said, we are grateful for the awareness of the driver, the partnership, and the swift investigation of our school police and Gwinnett County Police, who were able to identify the suspect, take them into custody this morning. Most importantly, we are so grateful to the staff and children on the bus arrived safely at school. The alleged shooter, whose name...
Can you say that again?
Sorry.
My apologies. Siri's
listening. See, at least someone's listening to the show. The alleged shooter, whose name was not released, was taken into custody soon after police arrived in the neighborhood. She was stopped in a vehicle and detained without further incident. Why the hell would somebody want to shoot up a school bus? This is an isolated incident, they said. This isn't a common occurrence here in Gwinnett County, but as to the exact motive, we are still waiting for detectives to show up to conduct interviews and make that determination. The mother of a kindergarten student recognized the woman as a neighbor. She said the school offered to send her daughter home Monday, but after some reassuring words, the mother said the 5-year-old decided to resume the school day. And I get that. The school, you know, the kids want normalcy. If they feel safe at the school, and I would be shooken up, and you know, or I mean, me as the mom. But I get as a kid, they're like, I'm good. You know, let me move on. But still, wow. So the school district has increased the presence of school police officers on campus Monday to ensure all of our students, families, and staff feel safe. But look at this. You know, the school bus ride puts people in danger. A bus stop puts people in danger. I mean, you know, this is, parents are going to not want to send their kids to school. There's going to be this growing push to have a, you know, online or kids safe at home. And it kills me because the whole part of growing up is waking up to the alarm, you know, mom, dad yelling at you, get ready, get dressed, take a shower, put some clothes on, get to school, you know, eat a good breakfast, don't forget your homework. And, you know, I bolted because I couldn't wait to see my friends and I didn't really want to be home because you'd be stuck with chores, you know, or your parents yelling at you or spanking. So I'm like, yeah, let me get the heck out of here. And then you go to school and I was so happy to be in school. I was happy to come home sometimes because school was long, but still. And it's, you know, if kids are putting their lives on the line just by going to the bus stop, being on a bus, being at school, it's rare, very rare, but at some point parents might say, forget this. It's especially if they don't like what the kids are learning in school. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more criminal news. They still have not found Vicky White or Casey White. Vicky White is the missing former Alabama's corrections officer who appeared to help an inmate facing murder charges. Casey White escaped the Lauderdale County Sheriff, County Corrections Facility. Investigators found footage of Vicky White shopping for men's clothes at a department store and at a, quote, adult store. And she obviously had a change of clothes then for the inmate. According to CNN's Brianna Golodigra on Monday, it tells us that it was very well planned and calculated. Obviously, she well planned this escape down to a T. Investigators earlier released video footage showing Vicky White at a Quality Inn in Florence, where she stayed the night before the escape more than a week ago. Remember she sold her house for like a third what it was worth? So I guess she had cash. I'm not too clear. So Vicky White was an assistant director. I know people kind of mix her up with Vanna White. She's not Vanna White, no. Vicky White was an assistant director of corrections for Lauderdale County. Took Casey White from the county jail alone. She was supposed to have another deputy. On April 29th, saying she was taking him for a mental health evaluation, which authorities learned later had never been scheduled. She then said she was going to get medical care after dropping the inmate off because she wasn't feeling well. The two have not been seen since. The patrol car the officer and inmate took from the jail, according to CNN, was found abandoned in a shopping center parking lot. Vicky White's jail keys, radio, and handcuffs were found inside. Authorities believe the pair left the lot in a different vehicle. Her 2007 Ford SUV was parked in the lot the night before. But then the vehicle was spotted on May 6th at a Tennessee tow lot. They said the car was abandoned in the woods without any identifying information on the same day. So they drove 2 hours north from the jail in Florence, Alabama, to Williamson County, Tennessee. They say, we now know where the car is. We know what direction they went. We're trying to canvass the area for any witnesses, also trying to research, see if there's any stolen vehicles were reported in that area during that time. They think the vehicle had mechanical problems. So rather than using it, and remember, they took off identifying information, it sounds like they were planning to use this vehicle longer term. But because it had issues, it caused them to stop. So they're still looking. And you know, interestingly, Vicky might be dead. I mean, this is a guy up on murder charges, and he, and I'm not saying she's, you know, all victim. I mean, obviously she partook in this, but she, the other inmates said they had some sort of an affair. But if this guy was working her, she's older than him, and if this guy was working her to get him to break her out, break him out, and what's he going to do with her? Is he really in love with her? I mean, if he has a weapon, he could kill her, and it's easier to leave with just one, you know, it's easier to be, you know, just one rather than both. And so it's a very, very scary time. It's scary for people because you have a possible murderer on the loose, and it's scary that they still haven't found him, especially with everything we have, drones, and it could be there hiding out in a forest. But they've been on the run. And Vicky White is 56, Casey White is 38. They're not related, but they knew each other since at least 2020 and had developed a romantic relationship, according to the sheriff. Prior to their disappearance, Vicky White had announced plans to retire, sold her home for a price well below market value. So now she has an active warrant, arrest warrant for allegedly permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree. She's no longer employed by the sheriff's office, obviously. And her retirement papers were never finalized. They said she did have a large amount of money when the pair vanished. Her mother has been extremely cooperative, unlike the Laundrie parents, right, who, you know, with Brian Laundrie and the missing girlfriend who had later showed up dead, and then he later showed up dead. So they do believe the pair is armed and dangerous. They are asking for any, there's a $10,000 reward for any information leading to the capture of the inmates, up to $5,000 for the officer. On Friday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced additional rewards of $5,000 each for information leading to the capture and arrest of Vicky White or Casey White. And I personally believe that, and again, maybe he really does love her, but I feel like this is a situation where he's going to use her, possibly kill her, and I don't understand why she didn't realize the danger she was in. I mean, in this day and age, you know, you always get caught. There are very few people that just don't get caught. Duh. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was very, very odd. Elon Musk tweeted the following. If I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you. What? Does he think something's going to happen to him? I know there's been some, you know, some talk of some of these Russian oligarchs dying mysteriously, and I know people at Twitter are mad. Apparently he's, I guess, planning to fire a bunch of staff and, you know, change things around. But does he really think his life is in jeopardy? New York Post says that this mysterious tweet has obviously taken the internet by storm, and people are like, what does he think is going on? They think the cryptic tweet has to do with a threat by the chief of Russia's space agency. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO posted this tweet after he shared a message from Dmitry Rogozin, who accused him of being involved in supplying the fascist forces in Ukraine with military communication equipment. The former deputy Russian prime minister said, "And for this, Elon, you will be held accountable like an adult, no matter how much you play the fool." Now, this former deputy Russian prime minister now heads the country's space agency. So in February, Musk provided SpaceX Starlink terminals to Ukraine at the request of top government officials who worried that the country would lose internet access due to Russian attacks. Rogozin blasted Starlink on Sunday for enabling the, quote, Nazi Azov battalion to access the internet. Jeez. I still don't believe they're Nazis. If Vladimir Zelensky is Jewish, what am I missing? I don't get it. But Elon Musk has done, in fact, they believe that Elon Musk's assistance with Ukrainians being able to still access satellites, GPS, internet, were able to help them fire on battalions and equipment that Russia had, allowing them to still hold ground. So Elon Musk is a hero, but not to the Russians and not to people who liked the old Twitter. So according to Colonel Dmitry Kormanyanov, from the testimony, wait, they say here, I apologize, Rogozin wrote, from the testimony of the captured commander of the 35th Marine Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Colonel Dmitry Kormanyanov, it turns out that the internet terminals of Elon Musk's Starlink satellite company were delivered to the militants of the Nazi Azov Battalion and the Ukrainian Marines in Mariupol by military helicopters. According to our information, the delivery of Starlink equipment was carried out by the Pentagon. Elon Musk thus is involved in supplying the fascist forces in Ukraine with military communication equipment. Musk wrote that the word Nazi doesn't mean what he seems to think it does. So Russia has repeatedly cited the Azov Battalion, a National Guard unit based in Mariupol, as justification for the invasion of Ukraine in a denazification effort. So in 2015, unit spokesman Andrei Diachenko told USA Today that up to 20% of its members are Nazis, but that the ideology has nothing to do with the official ideology of the Azov. So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is Jewish, has strongly denied the claim that the battalion fosters Nazism. He said that the Azov Regiment is not a volunteer formulation, but part of the National Guard. They are part of the official army of our state. Anyone who wanted to get involved in politics left the Azov Regiment. Those who decided to serve in the National Guard of Ukraine became part of the National Guard of Ukraine. So, this is obviously very convoluted. And Elon Musk has his share of people who are mad at him. I mean, Twitter. Elon Musk plans to quintuple Twitter's revenue. I believe he wants to charge users $3 a month to customize their experience. I don't know if I would pay for Twitter. I don't use a lot of Twitter. I don't. I mean, I'd like to, but the problem with Twitter is they don't recognize a lot of us in radio. And so, I do more on Facebook and Instagram, and honestly, I'm a busy girl. I don't, if Twitter wants me, I'll hear from them, but I don't really care either way. So I don't know if I would necessarily put that revenue in. I don't make money off Twitter, but it's not a lot. But they hope to increase their annual revenue to $26.4 billion by 2028, up from $5 billion last year. He'd cut Twitter's reliance on ads to less than 50% of revenue. And he expects 69 million users to be using Twitter Blue by 2025. So a lot of people left Twitter when Trump was kicked off. And, Putin's still on there, from what I understand. I had seen his account. It's like the president of Russia. They basically, their government still has access and, shows meetings of them planning, to attack Ukraine, things like that. But the shadow banning, the not recognizing, people in radio, a bunch of the stuff Twitter seems to do has, caused a lot of concern. And then with Elon Musk's takeover, people have been airing their concerns. And so it's no doubt Musk is going to want to vamp things. So we're being told he is planning to fire 1,000 staffers. Numbers of the company would fluctuate, rising to 9,200 employees this year before falling to 8,300 in 2023. They might add a further 2,700 workers by 2025. And overall, they anticipate on making thousands of new hires, swelling the ranks of about 11,000 employees. So it sounds like he's going to fire many of the firm's woke staff following the transfer of ownership, people who have been, you know, outwardly, you know, negative, saying they were going to quit. So, you know, and if there's waste, you know, there's lots of times when there's takeovers that happen, and I understand when there is a company takeover, it makes everybody nervous because you just got used to new management. You figured out how to have your niche. You figured out how to play your role. All of a sudden, somebody new is coming in, and you're like, man, they're gonna just mess things up. But on the other end, you know, Twitter has been losing money, and they have been having issues because of their, you know, I mean, people were following Trump. It was interesting what they did. They canceled Trump, thinking it was a big move for them, but Trump's tweets is what drew people to Twitter, and so they need to get out of the censoring business and get more into the social media business, really. Advertising on the platform is set to fall 45% of total revenue under Musk. But then again, they're not going to be giving in to the ads. They're going to change their revenue stream. So we'll see what happens. But I hate the idea that somebody is threatening, you know, Elon Musk. I don't like that, obviously. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So Uber plans to slash their spending on hiring and marketing because they posted a $5.9 billion loss for the first quarter. Meta announced a similar plan as large tech firms face slower revenue growth. Well, we're going into recession mode, so people are starting to clamp down on what they want to spend. So if I have a store, why would I spend on marketing if, one, you don't have the staff because there's still labor shortages, or two, people aren't going to have the money to spend? Then you're going to start cutting back. So Uber is now scaling back hiring, reducing expenditure on its marketing and incentive activities. They are reining in their costs. Facebook owner Meta Platforms, Inc. also was going to. And they have to because of a, quote, seismic shift in investor sentiment. They said, according to, let me give credit, Dara Khosrau Shahi, CEO, Uber's change in strategy was a necessary response to the seismic shift. After earnings, I spent several days meeting investors in New York and Boston. It's clear that the market is experiencing a seismic shift, and we need to react accordingly. Well, you know, Uber's has a share of issues. There were some safety issues. I don't know if it was Lyft or Uber, but that girl that got into a car by mistake thinking it was Uber, you know, ends up being killed. And, you know, we're starting to second guess the concept of safety, of just getting into a random stranger's car that might not be completely vetted, or this concept of just getting into strangers' cars. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.